From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian state media said Monday the largest rebel group in the eastern Ghouta suburb of Damascus began evacuating the last part of the area still under rebel control. Recapturing Douma would put eastern Ghouta fully back under the control of President Bashar al-Assad's government for the first time since 2012. Indirect negotiations between the Army of Islam and the Syrian government had been ongoing for some time in secret because of the importance of the negotiations. Their deal was just announced on Sunday. Sarikas Kasarjian is a Syrian political analyst.
All the talks and all the speech between both sides, Jaish al-Islam and Syrian government, is not direct. It's not going face to face. So this is why I think that they tried to keep it secretly.
Last week, President Trump indicated the U.S. would be out of Syria very soon now that Islamic State is defeated. Israel says 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire on Friday were documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. More than 1,400 people were wounded. The Israel defense minister said Israel will not cooperate with any independent investigation into the violence. In the meantime, a group of Israeli and Arab protesters demonstrated in Tel Aviv on Sunday for a peaceful solution to the conflict. Avraham Berg is the former head of the Israeli parliament.
The demonstration here is a hope, one among many, that eventually will persuade both the government and the public opinion. The defense is important, but peace offensive is much more significant.
Gaza's leaders have planned a 6-week protest pressing for the right of return for Palestinian refugees. This is VOA News. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai has ended her first visit to Pakistan since being shot in her home village in 2012 by Taliban militants who tried to kill her for promoting girls' education in the country's northwest. During a conversation with VOA reporter Ayaz Ghul, Malala acknowledged that much of the world has a negative view of her home country of Pakistan, and her trip was made in part to disprove that contention.
There are concerns that Pakistan is a terrorist country, or there is no peace in Pakistan. So March was important to give the message that there is peace in Pakistan. The people of Pakistan, they have stood against extremists. Even in Swat Valley, when people left their homes and became IDPs for 3 months, it was a message to say that we do not agree with these extremists and their ideology, that we are happy to sacrifice our homes, but we are not ready to live with them in that situation.
Yousafzai said she plans to permanently return to Pakistan after completing her studies in Britain at Oxford University. China's Tiangong-1 space module re-entered the Earth's atmosphere early today and broke up over the South Pacific. Gregory Kulaki is a China space analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists in Nanjing.
It was their first spacecraft that they're using to develop the technologies to build their space station. I think that's important. This isn't a space station. It's been called that even in the New York Times. But it's just a spacecraft.
Contact with the craft had been lost in 2016. China has announced it is imposing tariffs on nearly 130 American products beginning today in response to last month's decision by the Trump administration to impose duties on imported steel and aluminum. The U.S. said it's also preparing duties on tens of billions of dollars of Chinese products to combat intellectual property theft. Gordon Holden is a China expert at the University of Alberta.
That doesn't mean that we have to go through the full course of a trade war, but certainly at this point, there have been salvos in two directions now. First, President Trump, in effect, putting the threat of trade sanctions out there, although there's a comment period. And now with Chinese hitting back, albeit with a smaller package.
Holden suggests that might be a signal China does not relish a full-blown trade war with the U.S. Analysts are saying that Vietnam faces a pinch to economic development as China pressures it to stop exploring in the South China Sea for oil and natural gas. Spanish driller Repsol last month quit a Vietnamese-approved project at Vanguard Bank in the South China Sea, apparently under pressure from China. Oil and natural gas are two important fuel sources for Vietnam. For more and on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. R&B, pop, hip.